Join me, Dr. Panico, with Cindy Lauper and Chef Michelle Bernstein to talk about plaque psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis, the potential connection and risk of developing permanent joint damage.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis 300 milligram dose and adults with active psoriatic arthritis 150 milligram dose. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur.
Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com/Cindy.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
John Boxed.
Paradise.
But before we talk about Paradise, you've been talking to Robert De Niro.
Incredibly, yesterday I spoke to him. Now, it's not going out till next week for his new series on Netflix, but I got to talk. It's probably the person I wanted to talk to most, him and Steven Spielberg, and I got to spend 7 minutes with them on a Zoom call yesterday. I'm still not the better of it.
Okay, now Paradise, I've been watching this. I'm 4 episodes in. It's on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. I was wondering what you think of it, because I'm really loving this. Sterling K. Brown, who people will know from the great series, which we've never done on this, we should at some stage, called This Is Us, plays a bodyguard to the American president, James Marsden. And this is no spoiler. We see pretty early on, if you watch the trailer, the president is assassinated. Sterling K. Brown has an interesting relationship with him. They are great friends, or certainly were in the past. He previously took a bullet for him, we learn early on. And yet, he's now the chief suspect in his assassination. Yeah. Well, in his death.
No, the president is kind of a semi-Southern state senator who, by virtue of his father's wealth, really becomes president. He's a shoo-in for president. He might expect to be a racist, but in fact he surrounds himself with various black people.
Yeah, for very political reasons a lot of the time. And there is a touch, you mentioned Southern states, there's a Clinton-esque vibe to him, I think it's fair to say. He's quite charismatic. I have a clip of when he's interviewing Sterling K. Brown for the job of security guard and kind of invoking reverse racism.
Does my directness bother you?
No, sir. But no, sir.
There was a but.
I just wonder if having a black man guarding you is really the progressive visual you think it is.
That's a fair point. Well, my Secretary of State and my Secretary of Defense are also black. But they don't stand next to me when I kiss babies. So, Agent Collins, I went from being one of the richest men in the world to a one-term, now two-term president almost overnight. I drink whiskey in the middle of the Oval Office, and I'm upfront about telling a potential new lead agent that part of the reason he's appealing to me is the color of his skin. I did not get here by doing things by the book.
Who does that remind you of?
One couldn't possibly comment, but they have a great relationship. And at the start, it appears like these guys have found each other and they're going to be soulmates. One person has the highest job in the land, the other person's protecting the guy who has the highest job.
Now, there's a whole other scenario that you're not talking about.
Yeah, I regularly get mildly abusive emails about spoilers, you know, screentime@newstalk.com if you want to join the party and abuse me, saying, please do not even mention spoilers. So I'm not going to, but it has to be said in the same way you would talk about a movie like Sixth Sense. There is a spoiler in this, a plot development, which changes the whole series in a certain way. Mm. And I did not see coming. You apparently did, because you're smarter than I am.
No. It's a bit like when I read Conclave, I spotted the
twist. Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie yet. I believe it's not so apparent in
the movie. No, it certainly isn't. The movie's great. I haven't read the book. Again, the gulf between our, you know, lives. But what this spoiler does, I thought was ingenious. And I won't say any more than that, except to say, this show has two different things going on and both of them are brilliant, because on one level, it is, as we described, it turns into a kind of whodunit. Is Sterling K. Brown the guy who killed the president, or is it lots of other people? But then other things come into play.
And there's lots of personal relationships and all that unfolding throughout the whole thing.
Absolutely. And there is also a tech billionaire, and that's not a spoiler, who comes into play, a female tech billionaire, who you realise might be the power behind the throne. Again, staying very out of spoiler waters. This contains multitudes. There are 8 episodes. There's only 4 up. It's dropping weekly. I always think that's a
great
sign.
You mean I've run out? I've run out.
Yeah, you don't. Now, I'm sure we can organize it. If Pat gets on the phone, Disney will answer. But let me bring you some more of this, because there's a fascinating thing where someone else who's involved in, let's say, his detail, this is the dead president, appears to have been in a relationship with him.
Agent Robinson, do you have any matches on DNA?
Jesus Collins. No. No prime suspects.
I just don't understand why, of all the people that could be heading this up, they chose the one person who was sleeping with the victim.
I'm clean, Xavier. The camera feed was down from 10:42 until 12:13 that night, while your boy was asleep on the couch.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
And from 10:42 until 12:13 that night, I was at the tavern, having drinks with some friends. The other reason, and this could just be me spitballing, is that I actually cared about the victim. And I'm not going to rest until I find some answers.
You're too close to this.
Or maybe I didn't secretly hate the victim and then shut down the crime scene for a full 30 minutes before calling in the first ever murder down here, the murder of our president.
And it's very interesting. It's mentioned there, so it's already spoiled, as it were, but that he shuts down the crime scene for 30 minutes before he makes that call to say the president is dead.
Yeah, again, because I'm just terrified of these abusive emails. That's in the trailer.
Yeah.
So they want you to know that he's a suspect, because for some reason, after he finds him, he does nothing about it with anyone else for 30 minutes.
And so I don't know the answer to that yet. I'm on 4 episodes.
Is he covering tracks? And what that also alludes to there is you hated him. So when we first see the relationship, they're best buds and they're going to be in life together, but it doesn't all pan out that way.
Finally, you've been enjoying the Boyzone trilogy.
Oh, I have, absolutely. And the thing I always say about a great documentary is, you know, you don't have to be into the band to still enjoy. Like, there's a Robbie Williams one a while ago. I don't really like his music. I thought it was a great documentary. Same thing with Boyzone. The story, the human dynamics, Louis Walsh, the whole thing. I think it's a great watch.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Screen Time this week.
This week, we're looking at the career of Ingrid Bergman, because there's a new retrospective in the IFI. A great American actor called Christopher Abbott is talking about starring opposite Barry Keoghan in a great new movie called Bring Them Down, and all the week's new movies and TV.
Great stuff. John Fardy of Screen Time, thank you very much. Now, a reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to in the News Talk app, powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.